And Mayor, first of all, what are the questions coming up with health insurance? The employees apparently either didn't attend the briefing or just don't feel that they were given the correct information?
That's part of the thing. I think some of them, you know, when you start getting the information, it comes so quick, especially when you're changing companies, and then there are you actually start using the insurance, and then all of a sudden some questions arise. And we've been with this company 1 year, and some employees have questions, good questions, and so that's why we set up a committee meeting in about a week and a half and give the employees a chance to submit their questions to see if there's anything that we can do. There might not be things that we can do for them. You know.
And in discussion, to make sure I got the figures right, it said like this, the new plan saved the city approximately $117,000.
That was like the most that possibly we could say. It was kind of a joint insurance. If we had some serious health issues with employees during the year, it would not be that high.
You changed from a different kind of plan with the same company, or what was the situation when you changed from last year to the current plan?
Yeah, the previous plan was a Health Alliance HMO, and we switched over to a Health Alliance PPO, which an HMO is a smaller focused amount of doctors where you have to go through your primary care physician first before you can go to referrals to other doctors, where a PPO is preferred provider. And as long as your doctor of choice accepts Health Alliance, you can go anywhere you want without having to go to a primary care physician first. Mm-hmm. So it really broadens the spectrum of physicians you can go to, is what it amounts to.
And you're also looking at potential savings. Of course, you don't know until the year is complete, but you were looking at some potential savings for both the employees and the city?
Correct. What we switched to was what's referred to as a high-dollar deductible, and the city assumes the liability on a portion of that deductible. Mm-hmm. And then so what we switched to was a $7,500 deductible per each employee. And we chose to pass along $500 of that deductible on to the employee, and then do a 80-20 co-insurance on the next $7,000, which yielded the employees a $500 deductible up front, and then potentially up to $1,400 max out of pocket.